College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a lot more to offer you on this fatal bus crash on the I-90 near Pembroke, other than we're still sitting on at least three fatalities involved, 52 people on board. Latest I do have from WBEN is that the eastbound thruway from Depew to Pembroke is expected to be closed for the remainder of the day. I don't have an update on what that means to the westbound traffic. When we first started the show half an hour ago, I mentioned that westbound the thruway was closed at Pembroke. I don't know if that's going to continue to be the case. Just really in general, avoid the I-90 east of the city. East of the city. It's a serious situation, and we'll try to keep on top of it as best we can. If you want up-to-the-minute information on this accident, News Radio 930 WBEN is where you want to go. Joining us now on the West Her Hotline is our dude Sam Paddyanovich, Sammy P on the Twitter machine, co-host of Bet Sweats. You hear that show from 9 to noon on the Bet 1520 here locally or on the Odyssey app. Sam, my son and I were extremely sad to miss you in Boston last week, but somehow we persevered and had an amazing time while you were in Las Vegas, by the way.
I figured you would. I feel like the party follows you around everywhere. It's like Pigpen, like the cloud in Charlie Brown, like only you're a good time instead of a dark cloud, like a dirty cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were a part of the Yankee Suck chant too, right?
Yeah, that was our section had that going. I thought Owen got his first time at Fenway. He'd been to Boston in his hockey travels numerous times, but never like spent a day like we spent, and had never been to the ballpark. And he got the full treatment. The Yankee Suck chant. There was a dude behind us that was really in the ear of the first base umpire, to the point where the ump was acknowledging this guy, heckling him. Like, it was good natured. We had a great time. We had an absolutely great time, and it didn't turn into like a booze soaked mess either, which I'm proud to say at 60 years of old, I finally learned how to get through a day like that without regretting the 4 a.m. alarm to get back to the airport.
I understand. Those remind me, those games, those booze soaked nights, they remind me of being a kid going to Cubs Sox on the South Side. And there's nothing White Sox fans love more than instigating and then finishing fights. I remember my parents used to bring my brother and I to the games and be like, all right, we're going to leave early and miss out on the brawl. So top of the ninth inning, we were out of there to avoid the fights and the cops, because Sox fans were never good at losing to the Cubs. So anytime the Cubs would win, they would chirp all the way down the ramps. And then some Southsider that heard the wrong thing would come swinging. And that's all it took.
Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. Even this Yankees, I mean, there were no Yankee fans there. The Red Sox were playing the Marlins, which is what made the chant so funny to me that it was happening. Reminds me of Rangers fans chanting Potvin sucks when the Rangers would be playing the Sabres or something. Just, you know, really, really, really this on the nose type stuff. But it was seemingly a very well-behaved crowd. It was my first time at Fenway since they had redone, you know, the whole place, really. I mean, I hadn't been there in 25 years, so we really had a great time, even, again, without you being there.
And Roman Anthony has proven to be a player that they really, really like. And, of course, you know, Yankee fans know last night Anthony hits that home run late. Red Sox are up 4-3, and then the Yankees give up a big one. I think this MLB AL East division is just, it's chaos right now, man. And, you know, it could be one of three teams that gets it done. We still have over a month to go, but this is what you want. You want three teams within five games at the end of August, because it's really going to heat up and we'll see who's ready to meet the pressure and who's not able to. So Toronto right now, about a five-game lead on the Red Sox, 4.5-game lead on the Yankees. But It could be any of those three. Let's be real.
I'm glad you mentioned Anthony hitting that home run, because I have a question. This is not going to come, I hope it doesn't come off as a complaint, although I do feel like complaining. I was out sick yesterday, but I found my way to putting in a parlay for the Red Sox-Yankee game. And when I got in there to start doing it, the first thought I had was, I want Roman Anthony to hit a home run. I want whatever the odds are going to be on that, I want to bet it. It's his first game at Yankee Stadium, and I thought this is a good bet. And he was not one of the, I could not find him in the, like, to hit a home run grouping. It was like, you know, eight or 10 guys maybe deep, and he wasn't among them. And I thought, that's kind of weird, but okay. And so I threw it on Duran, and don't you know, the rest of the parlay hit. And if I'd been able to put, you know, at plus 500 or something for Anthony to hit a home run, I would have won, you know, $1,500, but it wasn't a choice. And do you have any idea? Is that just random? Is it my app being buggy? Like, why would they not have that's a prominent player. It's a, you know, young player, he's relatively new, not included in something like that. Is it because they're worried too many people are going to bet it, and if he hits, they'll lose?
I think you're going to hate to hear this, but I see him up for every sports book.
I know. Today is a different day. I'm telling you, when I went in there yesterday, he wasn't there. And
oh, man, that stinks.
I was so bummed out. I mean, whatever. You know, at the time, I didn't think anything of it. I even fell asleep last night before he hit the home run, but I woke up and saw he hit a home run. I'm like, oh, come on. I was that close. But
it's so bad because he smoked it. I mean, he roped this thing. It's one of those home runs where the pitcher just looks at the ump and asks for a new baseball. You knew right away it was gone.
Yeah.
Man, that stinks because he's usually like 6-1, 7-1 every night. And when you peg it right and can't get rewarded, that's the worst.
Yeah. So I did find today, I have a couple of parlays for that game in. And it was acting weird again today. Like at one point, the list of guys to have two runs batted in the game was not full. Like it was only a half a dozen guys. And then I refreshed and came back, and there was a whole list of guys, including him, by the way. So maybe it's just me. Maybe I need to refresh the app, update it or something. I don't know. But I was really, really bummed out about that because, you know, what I'm doing, I'm bragging. I was right, and I didn't get paid off.
Let's be real. Your phone has betrayed you before, Bulldog. I think it may be the phone. But let me ask you, since you're hot right now and you got the dice, who's going to homer tonight?
I don't know. How much do I want to admit here? How many parlays I've got in on this game? I think I've got Bregman and Judge to homer in this game tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm at.
Do a little clickety-clackety over here. I have to tail this now because if it hits, I'll never hear the end of it if I don't play it.
Yes, get on it. Get on it. Yeah. The parlay is the over, Bregman and Judge to hit home runs, Anthony to record an RBI, and Sox on the money line. That is...
You're just finding legs at the end. I love you. You're like, that.
Listen, everyone, Sam, you know this. I don't win a lot, all right? I mean, this is how I do it. I play the lottery when I'm on these apps. So, that's what I've got cooking there tonight. So, you know.
This is very similar, though. This is an exercise I do with my friends every Sunday NFL because my friends – they like action, like you. And it's fine. I mean, it's okay if you're doing it responsibly. But I start betting NFL because many people don't even know this. During week one, when the games are going on, the lines will come out for week two. So I'll start betting week two during week one games because you can get really good numbers while everybody's watching for the fantasy team and looking for their parlays. They put lines out for the following week that Sunday. So I start betting NFL Sunday and Monday, and then I get really good numbers, and I'm trying to beat the market. And then every NFL Sunday, 30 minutes to kickoff, I'll get a text from my buddy with an 11-leg touchdown parlay, and he'll ask, what do you think? And I'm like, what do you want me to say? Like, it's not going to win. I wish you the best, but it's not going to win. And then they're like, you're no fun. And I'm like, we see things so differently, me and my buddies from back home.
Yeah. To score a touchdown parlays, I've done that. I don't do that every week. I should disclose here. I get paid by FanDuel. So, like, for me, like, if it sounds like I'm being flippant here and irresponsible, I'm really using a quarter of the money they pay me to place wagers. It's pretty much how I do it. Like, that's my budget. And, you know, I'm fine staying afloat that way. But it allows me to, you know, be a little more, you know, whatever, a little more aggressive, I guess, at times. But, yeah. I get intoxicated by, well, let's see. Okay, Derrick Henry to score. Joe Mixon to score. Ooh, look at the odds on that. I got seven guys. Hey, it could happen. Place bet. And, like, it never hits. It never hits. Like, three of the seven guys will score a touchdown. Like, oh, well, I was close. Not really. And it's just kind of frivolous, I guess, in the end. Sort of like the eight-leg parlay you and I did last month for the division winners. You know, like, do I expect that to win? No. But while it's alive, it'll be fun.
If it does hit, though, we got a ball game here. Right. So I wanted to ask you, I actually wanted to turn the tables and ask you a question because I have a bet I've been thinking about. I will get to my Super Bowl pick in a second, which I know you know what it is. But I look at Josh Allen. They have all these books, FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, have a number on Allen rushing touchdowns for the season, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he had 15 2 years ago. He had 12 last year. The number's 10.5. What am I missing?
You're missing, don't they take into account any totals, over-unders, on individual stats? Isn't there some cushion given for missing games?
Like that, of course.
Right. So that's a place to start, I think. Right. And he's another year older. There has been, like, every year, we haven't done as much of it this year because it feels a little played out. But most years, the Bills will talk about it, and then therefore we'll talk about it. Being smart with him, protecting him, getting him to slide, go out of bounds. There's always a chance that they're going to use him less. Designed runs and that sort of stuff, even, like, you know, sneaks aren't a big deal. That's not like a big hazard, but, you know, designed run plays for him, we're always sort of bracing as his career. He's, you know, maybe hopefully only about halfway through his career, but he's not going to be the athlete he's been for 15 years, right? So at some point that's going to slow down, and maybe that's what is behind part of that too.
The irony here is you're talking me out of a Josh Allen touchdown bet, but you're making five-leg parlays on a baseball game. Like, this is...
Listen.
How am I laying on the couch now and you're the doctor? This is so backwards.
You started it. I didn't tell you not to make the bet. You asked me for a guess or an explanation for why, like, what are you missing on why that number is as low as it is. And those are my two best guesses. I don't necessarily think that has to happen this year. It's just that some year it's going to happen that he just runs less. You know, at some point in his career, just physically, he's not going to be as dangerous doing it. And therefore, I think he'll even say to himself, I should maybe lay back on this and try to find a receiver to throw this ball to.
Valid point. I would counter, though, with, and I want to say this in the most respectful way, I think Josh Allen's a psycho when the plays break down. And I don't think at age 29, he's going to think, oh, let me get out of bounds. We saw a lot of those touchdowns last year. Again, he had, let me get this right. I just kind of scrolled away from the rushing number. It was 15 and 12 the last 2 years, mm-hmm. rushing touchdowns. I don't think a lot of those were, like, well, a lot of them were designed, but, like, I'd say half of them were probably on broken plays.
Well, sure, the big one against Kansas City, that was, you know, I think Jim Nance called it the play of the year in the NFL, as he was calling that play. That was definitely... You know, that was not a designed play. He just took off and ran over someone to get in the end zone. Like, so yeah, I mean, this is a guy that completed a pass in the snow against the 49ers to Amari Cooper last year and saw Cooper sort of turn back towards, you know, with his back to the end zone, and Allen runs over there like, hey, pitch me the ball. And Cooper did, and he scores. So you're right. He's kind of a psycho.
Yeah, I think he's going to get at least five from the goal line. So then I need six more. assuming he plays 16 games, I mean, again, and maybe that's not fair to assume, but knock on wood, he's been pretty healthy his whole career. I mean, he's, again, knock on wood, I'm literally knocking for Buffalo right now. I think that's a winner, over 10.5 rushing touchdowns.
So do you want to put that together with other stuff on them? Like, I'm a facilitator, Sam. That's what I am. By the way, Sam Panionovich, our guest on the Western Hotline from Bet Sweats. So, you know, MVP, rushing touchdowns, Bills Super Bowl? What does that do to your odds? I can't look because I can't bet the MVP in New York.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay, so I'm going to check the box for Buffalo to win the Super Bowl, and then let me find the player rushing props. As we're talking this through, though, for the first time in my life, I have bet the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl. It felt difficult to hit submit, I'm not going to lie. And I come from a world where the last 6 years, I've bet Kansas City every summer at 6-1. And I know people will say, oh, nice, bold prediction. Well, okay, they've won 3 Super Bowls.
You're trying to win the bet, right? So, I mean, that's the idea, right?
So 3 of those bets hit at 6-1. That's 18 units. And then I lose 3. But I also, even in the ones that I lost, if I made that bet last August, they get all the way to the Super Bowl. And then I can bet Philly if I want to. I could free roll Philly because I have Kansas City. But I am changing my tune. I think bringing White back is a huge deal. I love bringing in Bosa. Basically, everybody important's back on offense. And Josh Allen's never been better. I mean, this is, whether people want to admit it or not, this is the best team on paper that he will be on. So, and he's at his best level. I mean, he's matured. And, you know, I listen to you guys, and you talk about how he's tried to add something every offseason. If he can play even better next year, this is the team to beat to me in the AFC, and we know the AFC is better than the NFC. So I bet Buffalo 7-1. First time in my life I bet the Bills to win the Super Bowl. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? There you go. Sam is on the Bills to win the Super Bowl. It's funny. Like, I love that you're on that, and, you know, I'll probably get my way to it. Oh, in fact, I already – well, do I want to admit that I have a parlay with the Mets to win the World Series, the Bills to win the Super Bowl, and then a couple of Oklahoma City again in the NBA to repeat, and I don't know. I think I did Vegas in the NHL. So, you know, again, I couldn't just do the Bills on their own because that's so boring. So I need 4 things to go right. And, you know, last year I hit, you know, 1. I got Oklahoma City on that, but the rest of it crapped out. Well, actually, it crapped out. It was the Bills and the Mets, but, you know, we don't know what's going to happen there yet. So how about college? What do you got going for this weekend with week 0? Is week 0 a new thing, by the way? When did we start with week 0?
3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm glad you transitioned to college, because I was just buttering Zach up before we got on.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There, I was like, dude, are you ready for Texas to go into Ohio State and win? And he goes, I almost bought tickets to the game. And I'm trying to get him going because, you know, he's a big Horns guy. Mm-hmm. And the Horns are number 1, and the Horns have the Heisman favorite. I know that's next weekend. We'll talk about that next Friday. But my favorite bet, I laid 12.5 with Kansas. That has moved a little bit. They play Fresno State. That'll be tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern. Nobody's talking about Kansas, and nobody's excited to bet Kansas because Kansas kind of stunk last year. But it's ironic because last summer, off a great Kansas year, everybody liked Kansas. So now we're fading Kansas. Got it. I'm willing to buy the dip, though. I'm looking right now. There's a couple books that have 13, and a couple have 13.5. There's a 14 at DraftKings. So this thing is getting bet back up. I would lay Kansas at the best number you can find. If you find a 13, do that. Do not lay the 14. Please get the best of the number. I think Kansas, though, I make the number 17. But I always want people to lay the right number. You know, don't lay 13.5 and 14 when you could lay 13. I do think Kansas, though, opens up a can. I think they pull away late against Fresno.
All right. And that is what game is that? Is that that's later on in the day, right? What's the first game of the day?
First game is the Ireland game. Kansas State, right. Iowa State. Kansas State's a 3-point favorite. Total's 51. I didn't do anything with it. I know some people that like the under 51, but I only made two bets tomorrow. I made Kansas at -12.5, and I think UNLV is going to beat Idaho State by 40.
Okay. You, I know from texting with you in the last 24 hours or so, on your show this week, did you not talk about college venues that you'd like to get to? How have you been? I'm assuming you've been to Notre Dame because of your proximity to Chicago. How many of these, like, famous, have you been to Knoxville, for example? Like, how many big-time college venues have you been to?
Big-time? I'd say Texas, Notre Dame. I wouldn't say that Iowa's a big time, but I mean, they take it. I mean, it's the Super Bowl in Iowa City. There's nothing else to do in Iowa but drink vodka upside down and go to the football game. That was a fun time. I really want to get to LSU, Death Valley. And my buddies and I have been talking about this. Week number three, Florida goes to the Swamp, or Florida goes to Death Valley, rather. Florida plays in the Swamp. They're playing at LSU. It's a night game. I've heard a night game in Death Valley is the place to be. So that's probably number one for me right now.
That sounds pretty good. I'm reminded, I feel like this window has, I shouldn't say it's passed me by. I've got more free time on my hands now than ever. Really, it's that my travel partner maybe doesn't, because he's got three little kids now. But Jeremy White from our morning show is a Syracuse grad, and I know he went to see them at Clemson quite a few years ago now. And we had talked about, I think there was an LSU trip 5 years ago, maybe more, that we had talked very loosely about. We never got to the point of, like, looking at flights or anything, but we had talked about wanting to do that. And I never did. I've never made it. I've stood outside Notre Dame Stadium one time on my way through on a hockey trip, but that's it. And I definitely felt the vibe there. Like, I'm not a big Notre Dame guy at all, but being there, I thought, okay, I guess I understand why people say you got to go, because it was powerful just standing in the parking lot.
Any of these SEC schools would be just fine. I mean, you throw them out there, going to the Grove in Oxford for an Ole Miss game.
Right.
How about Tuscaloosa for Alabama? Now you got to weave in Oklahoma and Texas. I've been to Texas. LSU, Florida, Georgia, even Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, like all of these places, South Carolina, Arkansas, like the hospitality is so heightened because all people in the SEC want to do is have a good time and barbecue. I mean, what's wrong with that? Nothing.
Sam loves it between the hedges. That's the story with Sam Paniadovich. All right, buddy, we got to roll. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm off next Friday, so I won't talk to you until the Friday before the openers. So, or really after the first game of the season on Thursday night. But take good care of Mike next week and be cool, and we'll talk to you down the road, bud.
All right, man. Good to hear from you, and let's go Kansas tomorrow.
All right, you got it. That's our man Sam Paniadovich. Bet Sweats 9 to noon on the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo and on the Odyssey app worldwide. I don't know why I did that with my voice. All right, let's hit up a timeout. Matt Parrino will get his thoughts on the Bills' roster construction, how much of a crisis, if at all, there is at corner number two again now, and much more heading into a final preseason game tomorrow night for the Bills at Tampa. Matt Parrino, New York Upstate, and the Shout Podcast after this on W.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.